everyone. Welcome to the UU Bible Study Podcast. My name is the Reverend Samuel Felderman, and I'm so grateful that you are joining us today. I am joined by my dear friend and colleague.
Hi, everyone. It's good to be here. I'm Dr. Michelle Townsend Grove, and I am really looking forward to this project.
Michelle and I are so excited to be working together on this project, and we're so excited that you're joining us on this journey through the Reverend Dr. Wilda Gaffney's Year W of the lectionary. We're excited to be going week by week through Dr. Gaffney's lectionary, and we will be exploring together the psalm as sort of a devotional reflective piece, and then doing a text study on the Hebrew Bible text for each week. I invite you in this time to join us and relax in, maybe grab yourself a cup of coffee, cup of tea, and let's spend some time with these old, old stories and these old, old sacred texts that have meant so much to so many people, and see what we can learn together. At this time, then, I'm going to turn it over to Michelle, who will lead us into a time of reflection as we explore first our psalm, Psalm 71, verses 4 through 11, and then we'll be looking at our commentary text for the day, which is Genesis chapter 16, verses 7 through 13. We are so glad you are here. Welcome to the UU Bible Study Podcast.
Oh, my friends. So hear these words from the Psalm 71, verses 4 to 11. This is from the King James Version. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my trust from my youth. By thee have I been holden up from the womb. Thou art he that look me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of thee. I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. Cast me not off into the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. For mine enemies speak against me, and they that lay wait for my soul take counsel together, saying, God hath forsaken him, persecute and take him, for there is none to deliver him. And now I invite you to hear the same psalm as translated by Reverend Dr. Gaffney.
Psalm 71, verses 4 through 11. My God, rescue me from the hand of the wicked, from the clutch of the cruel and the ruthless. For you are my hope, sovereign, worthy one, my trust from my youth. Upon you I have leaned from birth, from my mother's belly you cut me. You I will praise for all time. As a portent I have served to many, yet you are my strong refuge. My mouth is filled with your praise, all the day with your glory. Do not cast me off in the time of old age when my strength is spent. Do not forsake me. For my enemies speak about me, and those who watch to take my life take counsel together. They say, pursue and seize them. God has forsaken them. There is none to deliver. Friends, I invite you now into a time of reflection on these words. if you have them in front of you or as you've heard them. Michelle is going to ring a bell for us to take a moment of silence together. And as she rings the bell a second time, she'll draw us back in for our conversation on our commentary text.
It is such a delight to be with all of you who are listening today. And what a joy to be with Samuel as we enter this project. This is our first podcast of this series outside of all the introductory material. And this material that Reverend Dr. Gaffney has created is rich, it's powerful. And I know for me, I am finding places within me that are so unique and different that I did not know were there. And I hope that all of you listening are the same. So now we're at the point in the podcast where we will look at the Hebrew scripture for the lectionary week. And we are in Advent 1. And I will be reading the story from Genesis 16, verses 7 to 13. This is Reverend Dr. Gaffney's translation. Now the messenger of the all-seeing God found Hagar by a spring of water in the wilderness, the spring on the way to Shur. And the messenger said, "Hagar, slave girl of Sarai, from where have you come and where are you going?" And she said, "From my mistress Sarai am I fleeing." The messenger of the inscrutable God said to her, "Return to your mistress and subject yourself to her." The messenger of the wellspring of life said to Hagar, "Greatly will I multiply your seed, so they cannot be counted for multitude." Then the messenger of the fount of life said to her, "Look, you are pregnant and shall give birth to a son, and you shall call him Ishmael," meaning God hears. "For the faithful one has heard of your abuse. He shall be a wild ass of a man, with his hand against everyone, and everyone's hand against him, and he shall live in the sight of all his kin." So Hagar named the living God who spoke to her, "You are El Roi," for she said, "Have I really seen God and remained alive after seeing God?" Thus ends the reading of this text. Ah, Samuel, this is rich. Where do we even begin to talk about this beautiful and heart-wrenching story?
Well, Michelle, there are so many directions that we can go and that I feel like we probably will. So much to talk about in so little time. I want to start by highlighting that this text is really profound and really meaningful, not just because of the text itself, but its situation in Dr. Gaffney's lectionary and its pride of place as the first reading of Year W. Year W, of course, is the year of the woman. This is a collection of stories about, it is telling the biblical story through the stories and the lives of women, which in itself is unique. There's this reality that the biblical narrative very much emphasizes the role and work of men over women. So there's that at play as well. So to have this specific lectionary set aside to uplift the stories of women is really powerful and a really meaningful thing. The other thing that this text does that I think is, perhaps I'm putting more on Dr. Gaffney than she wants, but I think it's really important to note that this is a text that has been problematic in American history in particular. This is a text that we talk about in our class on Abraham, Sarah, and Hagar. This is one of those texts that was used during the period of the Civil War to uphold the idea of slavery. And so it's this really complicated text that has a lot of baggage with it. And when the lectionary, the Revised Common Lectionary, which if you listen to our intro, we dive into a little deeper, but when the Revised Common Lectionary was put together, this story was not included. It was a problematic text that was then not added to the lectionary. And so if you can be a faithful churchgoer who goes to church every Sunday and hears the text read and never run into this story. And we talk about this more in our class on Abraham, Sarah, and Hagar. But so to have this be the opening text of the lectionary highlights not only the role of the emphasis on the role of women that this lectionary is going to be putting, but it's also, I think, signaling to us that we're going to be exploring texts that are complicated and that can't be shied away from. Good. And so I'm excited to be invited into that. The first thing I thought when I first opened this text was, wow, here it is. We're jumping right in. And I'm so I have no proof in front of me that was intentional on Dr. Gaffney's part, but I think it's safe to assume that we're being given a warning that we are not a warning, we're being given an invitation into wrestling with some of these more complicated passages.
And this is good. And thank you for kind of starting with the power of place, you know, the power of that, because one of the things that we probably should own, and those of who are listening, we invite you to say, this might be uncomfortable. Dr. Gaffney is not tiptoeing around. At least that's my perspective. And this first invitation into a text that is difficult, that has been used over the centuries to cause harm, because, you know, Samuel, it was in our Abraham, Sarah, and Hagar class that you have done some real work in understanding how the catechisms of the times of slavery in the Americas used this text to justify slavery. You know, and the layers of problems, the layers of harm that the European white supremacist culture has used in these scriptures is astronomically complex and heartbreaking.
So yeah, it's that pride of place of this is our first text, I think is really moving. It also, though, gives some really, obviously, there's sort of this problematic, you know, the story itself is a woman who is enslaved, fleeing from her master because she's been abused, and God appears and says, no, you need to go back, right? So that's really problematic. That's a hard thing for us to sit with and hear. However, the other piece that this story gives us that I want to highlight is that Hagar names God. Hagar gives this name El Roi I, meaning, you know, God, I have seen God. I have seen God and the God who sees me. And this is the only time in the Hebrew Bible that a human being gives God a name. The
Lovely.
The one person who is given the right to name God is this enslaved woman. And when we remove the text, and I think we will find this true of, I think this is true of this story, but it's also true of other stories that we're going to be looking at. When we remove a text because it's complicated and uncomfortable, we are not only robbing ourselves of that conversation, but we're also robbing ourselves of some of the most liberating pieces of the text, right? This is a problematic text, but it's also the story in which this woman who is at the lowest rank of society sees God face to face and names God. And when we remove that story because it makes us uncomfortable, we also remove that incredible moment of agency that Hagar has and that pride of place that she holds as being the one who saw God and named him. And that is such an incredible moment.
Yeah.
We are all hurt by not having.
Wow. And you know, because it's interesting because in my research on the Revised Common Lectionary, which is revised from the Common Lectionary, which came from the Roman Catholic Lectionary of 1969, the purpose of the Roman Catholic Lectionary was to find scripture that praised, that proclaimed and praised, because they knew that this would be used in worship, right? And so, and yet, isn't it interesting that that then is translated into the comfortable texts, right? Where is it that we learn how to proclaim and praise or to honor story, depending on what your theology is, even with those stories that are uncomfortable? Because the richness of this, I mean, you just named it, right? I mean, what better proclamation or praise than to be able to give God a name, right? So, yeah, nice.
It's an incredible text. It's an incredible story. It's also, as we're thinking about Advent, right? It's also a story of annunciation. It's a story of heaven proclaiming a good news. Ishmael is going to be born, and he's going to be the father of many nations. He's going to be a sort of a wild ass of a man. I sort of love that caveat. He might be a lot to handle at sometimes, but there's this is the announcement that not only is Hagar given the pride of place of being able to name God, but that God is actively at work in her and in her lineage. Mm-hmm. And when we think about how many people we write off, mm-hmm. as a society, how many people we write off personally, religiously, because they are not fill in the blank, because they're not white, because they're a woman, because they are LGBTQ, because they are indigenous. We can go down these lists of all of these people. And this text is a powerful reminder that no, things are happening in places that we might least expect them. And those comfortable texts really limit our vision of what crazy and wonderful things can happen.
See, this is amazing. And it's, and I think we're going to discover that, I mean, I already have great respect for Dr. Gaffney and Dr. Gaffney's work, not just in the lectionary itself, but in the actual choosing of the texts, in the translations. Dr. Gaffney did this. I mean, can you imagine how much work that is? And this is beautifully poetic. And I love the names of God in this. All-seeing God, right? Inscrutable God. I love this. Fount of light. You know, faithful one. So the fact that Dr. Gaffney is being expansive in the translation to understand identity kind of plays counter to that invisibility that you just talked about, right? You know, because in giving God an expansive identity, doesn't that also give us some room within to also be expansive in the identity of humanity and creation? Maybe?
Absolutely. Well, I'm so excited, friends, for you to sit with this text and to think on it and reflect on it more. It's a wonderful way to start our podcast. It's a wonderful way to start the new liturgical year. We hope that you will join us next week for Advent 2. We will be looking at Genesis chapter 17, verses 15 through 22. This is another story, another annunciation text of the announcement of a coming birth. We'll also be exploring Psalm 78, verses 1 through 7. We look forward to seeing you next week. Thank you for joining us on the UU Bible Study Podcast. We will see you soon.